Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean continues here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse, 1-866-823-1077. Talking about the McDonald decision yesterday by the United States Supreme Court. Penny, I have some quotes I want to share with you, if that's okay.
That would be great.
All righty. Bill Binney, he's a Republican candidate for the United States Senate. He issued the following statement. The Second Amendment is about liberty and among the most important 27 words in the Constitution. I celebrate the clarity the Supreme Court has given us. That's the end of his quote. Jim Bender was on here yesterday, and he said, isn't it scary that it was only by one vote? And now here is Kelly Ayotte. She is another candidate for United States Senate. And she said, today's Supreme Court ruling in McDonald versus Chicago is a victory for gun owners and for individuals' ability to protect themselves. State and local governments should not be allowed to infringe upon our cherished Second Amendment rights. And that principle is reflected in today's decision. As Attorney General, I proudly joined Supreme Court briefs arguing for Americans' individual right to keep and bear arms, including a case challenging the Chicago handgun ban. In the U.S. Senate, I will vigorously defend the individual right to keep and bear arms and will fight regulations that infringe upon that right. I pledge to fight any effort by Congress to undermine today's historic ruling, end quote.
You know what? That's kind of an interesting quote. It's really, really exciting and really good for her as a candidate. But, you know, I'm a very young woman, but I have a good memory. And in the recent past, I remember Kelly Ayotte, when she was Attorney General, encouraging, in fact, Governor Lynch did, vetoing the rights of people in this state to defend themselves. We had Castle Doctrine, which was basically SB 318 and HB 160. And when SB 318 came down, she publicly basically encouraged Governor Lynch to veto it, and he did, in fact, veto it. Mm. So I look at people's actions, not just their words.
Okay, very good. Well, I have a caller sitting on the line, but I want to get to this real quick, Penny, and that is Chicago Mayor Richard Daley has already said he's going to pass all kinds of regulations restricting gun ownership in Chicago, even in the wake of this ruling. I want to take it back to a press conference back in March of this year, of which a reporter asked, since guns are already readily available in Chicago, even with a ban in place, do you really think it's been effective? Here's the mayor's response.
You talked about all the gun violence that still has gone on.
Yes.
The gun ban here is still in effect in the city. So how effective has it actually
been? Oh, it's been very effective. If I put this up your butt, you'll find out how effective it is. If we put a round up your
still have guns.
That was the mayor pointing a rifle at the said reporter. So
nice talk.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah. Did anyone teach him about firearm safety? Maybe not.
No, probably not. Okay, Jonathan from Sutton, let's make this as quickly as we can. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
Penny.
Hi.
I just have a quick question. I work at an institution in the Upper Valley that has a no weapons policy. I have a concealed carry permit. Would I be violating a law of any sort if I concealed a weapon and brought it to work?
Yes and no. It's kind of a long answer. First of all,
I only have a minute.
Oh, shoot, then I can't answer your question completely. First, you risk being fired for violating company policy. And
right.
The second part, I'd prefer to answer completely on the next show, not to be rude to you, but I don't want to leave an incomplete answer out there. And Bulldog just said we have a minute, so I'm happy to answer it on another show, but I just don't want to abbreviate the answer and such not to give a complete one.
Okay.
But the gist of it is that your company, because it's a private company, can always fire you for violating company policy as long as you knew about the company policy.
Right.
But here's what's more important, and I always tell people, tell their relatives that if you ever are following that company policy, which means you don't take your firearm to work, and you're injured at work because you can't defend yourself, you need to get a lawyer to sue the bejesus out of that employer, because what he did was prohibit you from defending yourself, in other words, but for
right.
his policy that you were following.
I was kind of wondering about that all.
You absolutely could have defended yourself. So in my mind, he has taken on a duty to defend you, because what he's done is said, you know, you can't defend yourself.
All right, and with that, I've got to go. Jonathan, thank you. Stay tuned next week for the response, okay? For a longer thing. But, Penny, really, I think you hit on that pretty good. Thanks,
okay,
Jonathan.
Good.
All right, Penny, anybody has any further questions they want to ask you? What's your phone number?
230-9999.
All right, pennydean.org. Penny@pennydean.com is the email. And I will have this show on Bulldog Live's website, bryantilton.com, Second Amendment Tuesdays.
Yay.
All right. Thanks, Penny.
Thanks.
Chat with you later. Bye-bye.
Yep.